The online video industry is growing up. It has its own annual conference called VidCon, now in its fifth year. VidCon wraps up today at the Anaheim Convention Center. As Corey Takahashi reports, the three-day event draws producers, dealmakers, and thousands of fans who just hope to meet their favorite YouTube stars.
Imagine screams like this every few minutes, and you'll begin to get a sense of the scene at VidCon. The halls are filled with YouTube executives, independent creators, and fans. Many are repeat visitors, like Brittany Beals, who came with her father and sister. Beals says she's here to meet her idols and learn from them so she can continue creating her own fashion and travel content on YouTube and Tumblr. She prefers the approachable stars at VidCon over celebrities from TV and film.
Traditional celebrities now are a lot older. They're in their 20s, whereas I'm 15, and so I can find people on YouTube that are the same age that I can relate to.
Beals likes stars that she gets to know as friends, warts and all.
Traditional celebrities are more viewed as flawless, whereas YouTube celebrities have more of that, like, flawed factor, and they're very open about their problems.
Lately, Beals has been learning from a rising YouTube star who makes videos about nail art.
I'm really excited to share with you guys this super easy technique for creating newspaper nails.
My name is Sandy Ball. I'm a YouTube creator. My channel name is Cute Polish, and I create...
Until recently, Sandy Ball was pursuing a career as a teacher. But millions of views on YouTube have led her down a different path, and recognition in the halls of VidCon.
Hi.
Ball's work has also caught the attention of Vanessa Del Miro, who's with a company called Style Hall. Style Hall helps develop online talent for an audience of millennial women. Style Hall also connects its talent roster with big brands and lucrative deals.
We know that millennials really trust other people versus advertising more so than other generations. So I think, you know, them taking advice from an influencer and someone they regard as a friend or a big sister, it means a lot to them.
This peer-to-peer mindset, supercharged by social media, makes it difficult to tell who's a creator and who's the audience at VidCon. And there are so many mobile phones around, it's impossible to know who's watching media and who's trying to create the next viral video hit, or trying to catch the eye of an agent to go mainstream. Some VidCon veterans, like the Fine Brothers, have had so much success with online video, they've built franchises. React is a series in which people react to questions or scenarios posed by the Fine Brothers. In this one, teenagers react to a video collaboration between pop stars Psy and Snoop Dogg.
I feel like he just tries too hard now.
This is bizarre.
So it's actually in English, some of it this time. That's cool.
A version of the React web series has been picked up for an upcoming TV season on Nickelodeon. The Fine Brothers are working on other TV and film projects too. Benny Fine says the shift began last year.
It's a very interesting time right now where it's underground, but it's also mainstream, and it's going to hit a tipping point. The question is, what does that tipping point do to all of us?
The answer at this year's VidCon can be seen in the attendees. You're still likely to run into unknown talent with scrappy web video dreams, but you're more likely than ever to run into venture capitalists and Hollywood executives, too. In 2014, it seems, there's simply too large an audience for web video outsiders to continue to be outsiders anymore. For NPR News, I'm Corey Takahashi in Anaheim.